أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد ضربنا للناس في هذا القرآن من كل مثل لعلهم يتذكرون. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala compared two people, one whose heart Allah had opened for Islam, who doesn't suffer any inferiority complex about Islam, who does not have any reservations of any of the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and his heart is wholly open, and he accepts Islam, and Islam becomes his second nature, and is very happy to be a Muslim and to be a practicing Muslim and submit totally to Allah Ta'ala. Allah compares that person to a person whose heart is completely sealed and closed. No iman, no Islam in him. And the punishment that he'll get on the day of Qiyamah will be coming directly to his face. And to protect himself, a person will use his hands, but his hands will be fastened behind his back. So he can't use his hand. With his face, he'll try and save himself from that azab. What a pitiable condition of that. Yeah, now Allah gives another example to understand this between iman and kufr, between tawheed and shirk. What Allah Ta'ala gives another example. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ. اور ہم نے بیان کی لوگوں کے واسطے اس قرآن میں سب چیز کی. Allah says, we have explained to mankind in this Quran all the matters. Everything has been explained, and Allah not only has explained it, but given examples. Many explanations, especially if they are academic, the ordinary person finds very hard to comprehend and understand it. But by example, everyone understands. The person who's got a very academic mind, a person who's got a very dull mind, by example, every person understands. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. تَاكِ وَوْ دھیان کرے. So that they may ponder and pay attention to this important matters. Allah says, we have made it so easy that we have given many, many examples to explain all the various matters. And this Quran Sharif, in which this example is, it is such a kitab, Quranan Arabiyan ghayra iwajin la'allahum yattaqoon. Quran hai Arabi zuban ka, jisme kaji nahi, taaki wo bach kar chale. This Quran is in the Arabic language, the language of Jannat, the language which Allah loves the most. And it is such that there is no crookedness in the Quran Sharif. For in order to understand the Quran, Allah has made it very easy. It's a straightforward kitab, and the Quran speaks very directly and straightforward to us, not in any roundabout way that a person can have any doubts or wonder what is happening. Quran's one particular quality, it speaks very straightforwardly. And all this, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ يَتَّقُونَ, so that people could have taqwa, fear the punishment of Allah, so that they could live a righteous and pious life and benefit the fruit of it in this dunya also, and moreover and particularly in the akhirat. So the example Allah is referring to here, Daraballahu matalan, Allah ne batlai ek mithal. Of the many examples given, this example between iman and kufr, between tawheed and shirk, Allah gave, rajulan fihi shuraka. Ek marad hai ke usme sharik hai. There is a slave, but he's owned by many masters. Not only one master, many masters. Mutasha kisuna, kai ziddi, and they are very, very stubborn also. Each master wants my work to get done. And he's very hard on that slave also. The other master at the same time wants his work to get done. And they are not tolerant, they don't give in to anyone. They are very, very very intolerant, and they just want their work to get done. We can imagine, well, what is the plight of this slave? Which master must he please? Where must he turn to? Each one wants to hit him. A slave used to be lashed also terribly. Every master wants this work to be done now, and wants it to be done in a very particular way. What is the terrible condition of that slave? On the other hand, وَرَجُلًا سَلَمَ لِرَجُلٍ. Or ek marad hai pura ek shakhs ka. And another slave belongs only to one master. He only has to please him. And that master is a kind-hearted hearted person also, very tolerant also. That slave, though he's a slave, but his life is like a life of Jannah. His master considers him very much. He's very tolerant with him. He doesn't have to run between two, three people. He's just with that one person. So these two examples, Allah Ta'ala says, هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا كَيَا بَرَابَرْ هُوْتِي هَيْ دُونُ مِثَلْ. Can the two ever be the same? The slave that belongs to so many masters and who are very, very stubborn and very, very intolerant and insolent, and the one who belongs to one master who is very kind, very soft, kind-hearted, very appreciative. Where can the two ever be the same? Alhamdulillah. Sab khubi Allah ke liye hai. All praise belongs to Allah. For explaining this so simple example which any person can understand. A person who didn't even ever see a school or a madrasa, he can also understand that example. And that the tawheed is such a great ni'mat. For that also, alhamdulillah, that a person belongs solely, only to Allah Ta'ala. If for us to understand perhaps a little bit more easier, if there is a woman who belongs to several husbands, and each husband make a demand on her, if that was at all permissible, what should be the life of that woman? Which husband must she go to? Which husband must she please? And a wife that belongs to one husband, and is very soft and kind-hearted, very tolerant and very, very appreciative, her life is like Jannah in this world. So by this example, Allah explains Tawheed and Shirk. A person who belongs to one Allah, who is very merciful, very kind, very tolerant, very appreciative. And those who believe, who make shirk, who believe in various gods, which God to please now? Now they turn to this God, now they turn to that God, that other God must not become angry. But what a life they have, they've got no yaksui, they've got no one direction in their lives. They are turning in this direction now, in that direction. The example of that also is like a dog who got rabies, a mad dog, who is running and running in this direction, that direction. He doesn't run in one straight direction. That is the condition of a mushrik, a person who believes in many gods. بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ پَرْ وَبَحَوْتْ لُوَكْ سَمَجْ نَهِ رَكْتَ. But in spite of this, the vast majority of the world are mushriks, and they don't understand this. And we who claim Tawheed as Muslims, we must also think how much of shirk we have got. Like for example, a person who's convinced, my shop gives me my rosy, my certificate, my degrees give me my rosy, that medicine gives me shifa, then we also want to please the medicine. I must take the medicine properly. I must please the doctor and follow his instructions properly. I must attend to my shop, whatever hours, 8 to 5, I can't go 1 minute later. And the shop rules me. I don't rule the shop. I'm the slave of the shop. He's the slave of his desires. He's the slave of everyone else that he thinks his work can get done well. So that person also has got a terrible life. And a person who has got that yaqeen, one Allah does everything, and I must only please Allah, that person has a very peaceful and comfortable life, and he doesn't have to humiliate and humble himself in front of anyone or anything. And Allah Ta'ala does his work. Allah honors him. Allah gives him respect and everything. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتُونَ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ بِيشَكْ تُو بھی مرتا ہے اور وہ بھی مرتے ہے. Allah says, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you also will leave this world one day, you will die, you will pass away, and they also, in here also ponder about your death. Your nafs doesn't want you to accept these examples. You don't want to turn to Tawheed. Think, at least I'm going to die. What will be my condition in my grave? All this pride of mine, because of which I don't want to accept the truth. My lust, I want to just fulfill my desires. All will come to an end. What will be your condition in the grave? think of that, and each one has to think of that. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّ رَبِّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ پھر مقرر تم قیامت کے دن اپنے رب کے آگے جھگڑو گے. Then there is no doubt, on the day of قیامہ you are going to be arguing with one another. Everyone will blame somebody else. You made me go astray. You didn't let me follow the right path. One friend will tell his other friend, when I wanted to go for namaz, you took me away to some other place. When a husband will blame wife, that I wanted you to go for namaz, but you were lazy. Or when I wanted to go, you stopped me always. You forced me, I must buy for you the wrong clothing, take you to the wrong places. Everyone will blame one another. And according to one tafsir, that every person will fight in himself. His ruh and his nafs will fight. The nafs will blame the ruh, you didn't guide me to righteousness. And the ruh will blame the nafs, you didn't support me, and you didn't help me to do right things. When I wanted to go for namaz, you will tell the body, you were lazy, you didn't get up and go. When the body wanted to do something right, the ruh didn't want to do it. So there will be just fighting, and that is a big azab on its own. And those homes, those families where there are fights, we all know what is the condition. And for example, the fights which are happening in Iraq at the moment, what is the condition of those poor people? All this is infighting. And on Qiyamah's Day, there will be infighting within ourselves, within our homes, with our friends, in our communities. We will be all fighting with one another, that you didn't allow me to do the right, you stopped us, etc. This brings us to the end of the 23rd Supara, and the big thing is to take the lessons and bring these teachings into our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.